One of the very common questions that I hear when I am doing readings is something along the lines of, can you tell me about my spirit guides? So today's episode is all about helping you identify their handiwork so you can understand when and how they are already at play in your life. Because you are not alone. You've never been alone. You've always had the help of benevolent ethereal guides. Now, let's see if you can recognize it.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Whoop whoop! We are now officially in season 3 of the Own Your Intuition show. Thanks for all of you listeners who continue to send me emails or texts or tell me during your reading with me about what a difference this show has made for you. It's truly my pleasure to do it. So thank you. Loves, I am also excited because I am embarking on a big new something. I call it Intuition for Changemakers. In October, on the new moon, I am starting a year-long membership for changemakers, solutionaries, as I call them, spelled like soul, solutionaries. Solutionaries will be joining me for a year-long membership together. But before that, I'm offering a 3-day, totally free workshop in September, September 17th, 19th, and 22nd. By joining me, you are under no obligation to join my membership. I'm giving away completely free guidance on all of the things that people most ask me about. How do I know it's my intuition? Connecting with your highest self? Working with your spirit guides? Using oracles to deepen your understanding of your soul's path? Why am I doing this, you might ask? You've probably heard me say that I feel like intuition is the fastest road to change. You don't need to get a lengthy degree to hear your inner wisdom. You just need to listen to it. Many, many, many people ignore their intuition. I get that. By default or design, we've been taught that our intuition is superfluous, when nothing could be farther from the truth. It's literally your soul's roadmap, and it guides you very specifically to what you are here to do, be, experience. And you'll see that in my stories of today. By my reckoning, the more people who take their intuition seriously, the more people who understand how it operates, and lean into it, the better the world is. The more solutions, the more healing, the more answers to little and big challenges we have, the more quantum leaps we can make together. So I thought, why not offer something free of charge so that more people could learn what they need to take their intuition seriously? Why not do what I can, offer what I know to help ameliorate this world and its beautiful creatures, including you? One of the days of this free workshop, which will look like about an hour or an hour and a half, maybe, depending on questions, of a Zoom gathering, we will be talking about spirit guides on one of these days. It's one of the questions I am asked most often. How do I work with my guides? Who are my guides? How do I get in touch with them? The short answer, friend, is that your guides are only a thought away. But I do have some parameters for speaking with guides, and I'm going to share those in this workshop. The simple things that enable me to know I'm only talking with those ethereal beings who have my highest and best in mind. Another thing I often hear a lot related to guides is people who feel like they get visits from their beloved departeds, i.e. their dead friends and relatives, but they worry that they are missing the messages from them. So we're going to talk about all of that. If this sounds interesting to you, get thee to my website, amaycartier.com/IFC. That is short for Intuition for Changemakers. And reserve your spot. Incidentally, a changemaker is a person who cares about this world and wants to contribute positively to its health and healing. Very simply. So you can also follow the link in my show notes and reserve your spot. There will be replays, so for a limited time, the replays will be there. So come along. I hope you will join me live so that you can get your questions answered too. All right, let's dig in to guides. Everybody has guides. Everybody. But not everybody recognizes their handiwork. I'm going to tell you two stories today. One of my favorites, and it's a whole string of things, happened 20 years ago. And another one of these stories happened in the last few weeks. Your job is to see if you can spot the handiwork of benevolent spirit guides at play. 20 years ago, this fall, in 2004, I embarked on a journey. I was living at a meditation ashram in upstate New York. My time felt done there, so I was gearing up to move west. I didn't know exactly where I was going, only that in my life I had felt the most at home during the time that I lived in the Pacific Northwest. This climate just suits me the best. So I literally threw a few things in my white Subaru Outback and headed west. I stopped first in Colorado, because that is where I lived before I went to upstate New York and I wanted to see my friends. I loved my community there in Colorado, but I always felt like the place wasn't right. I needed more water around me. Before I left Colorado during that visit, three different people on separate occasions who didn't even know one another said to me, "Oh, you must check out Port Townsend if you're going to the Northwest." It did not go unnoticed by me. So after driving through all of Oregon, which is where I thought I was going to land, and not finding the place that felt like home, I headed to Washington, It was the day after Thanksgiving, and I remember I was super crabby that day. I don't even recall why. It was probably just what I call now overdone. But I remember that I was. My guides didn't care. They were totally undeterred by my mood. In Port Townsend, I walked into the first shop that caught my eye. It was an herb shop. Not that kind of herb. It was teas and remedies. It's no longer there, but I think it was called Mountain Rose Herbs. I'm pretty sure. I might have the name slightly wrong, but I think that's what it was. I stepped in the door, perused the small store in quick order, realized I didn't really need anything from the store, and turned to leave. As I was reaching for the doorknob, the owner came out of the back and she said to me, "You look like you live here." I literally had my hand on the doorknob to leave, but I let go of it and turned around. I was intrigued. After three people had mentioned Port Townsend to me, then the first person I meet here, literally the first person I talk to, says to me, "You look like you live here." It was noticed by me, let's just say. I had a brief conversation with this woman in which I said I was contemplating living here. She handed me a yellow sticky note. On it was written the name and number of a woman who she knew was renting her place for the winter. It felt guided, all of it. I felt like I was just following the line, you know, like I was in a boat being tugged along by a rope, going where spirit needed me to. I didn't really feel like I knew the plan. I knew that I was looking for home. That is all I knew. But I did trust the signs and guidance. The woman who owned the store was my first old soul friend meetup. She was familiar to me, even though I didn't know her. Within the hour, I ran into the woman whose name was written on the sticky note. I saw her on the street. I must have been walking toward the place she worked. She was a naturopath doctor. And I inquired to a person, a woman on the street, who ended up being the very person that whose name was written on the sticky note. She told me about her place. I followed her to it to check it out. She leased the whole thing to me for 6 months, starting in December. She left me all of her belongings, including her computer to use, which at the time was just perfect for me as I had traveled out west with just a few items, a sleeping bag and a pad, which I was using to sleep in my hatchback Subaru, journals, of course, a couple of books, some clothes, and I didn't even own a laptop at the time. This was 20 years ago. So that loan was a huge boon. I have always felt, in hindsight, like I went to Port Townsend to meet up with some old friends, though I didn't know it or them yet at the time. I often remember the first meeting of my soul friends. They are burned into my memory, like Denise, for example, from the herb shop. Next in this story was Joshua. I was out on a walk in my neighborhood in Port Townsend. He was coming my direction from the opposite way. It was sort of like this long, slow-mo period where we saw one another coming. We were the only ones on this dirt road. When he got to me, he sort of stopped, and the first thing he said was, "Who are you?" It's a fond memory for me, as all these are. Before long, he and his wife, Kirsten, and I were together all the time. They lived just across the street on the small dirt road where spirit had guided me to live. We went to parties together. We did movie nights together. I was like their constant third wheel. Only we all enjoyed each other so much, so it didn't seem to bother them, though we joked about it all the time. And they are still my friends today. In fact, they took all the photos for my upcoming Intuition for Changemakers launch. My being in Port Townsend was actually short in terms of time, as Kirsten and Joshua and I would marvel at for years afterward. It was sort of like a six-month drive-by that felt like years in terms of the depths of connections that I made. Many of those are still my friends today. But somewhere along the line, while living in PT, as we call it for short, I started to feel like there was someplace else for me. Although I loved Port Townsend's quirky, artistic, beautiful vibe, I always felt like I was driving around someone else's town. I started to get visions, or more like feelings, of another place. It was a bit nebulous. I sensed that it was closer to a city. I knew it wasn't Port Townsend. I had no idea of where it was, nor really any specific idea of how to find it. I did have the understanding that I would know it when I got there, for sure. Then, one day, I was standing in my friend Catherine's house, and she said something to me that sounded like, blah, 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 Vashon. It's what I call in my book, Getting Answers, a signature of spirit. Something that stands out. Your senses are amplified. I mean, I actually heard her, what she was saying, but the word Vashon felt like it was said with a megaphone to me, even though she was obviously totally speaking normally. I was like, what is that, Vashon? Is it a place? Where is it? I have to go there. I could probably talk for another hour about the things that happened there when I went to Vashon. And in fact, some of my all-time favorite stories of intuition at work are in my landing on Vashon. I also tell a lot of them in my book, Getting Answers. So you can find them there. Back to Port Townsend. At my going away party in Port Townsend, held by Kirsten and Joshua, there was a woman there, invited by Catherine, actually, whose name was Dana. She was visiting Port Townsend with her family. Joshua introduced me saying, this is Dana. They are here to check out Port Townsend. They're thinking of moving here from Vashon. Dana looked at me and sort of squinted her eyes and moved in a little closer to get a better look at me. And she said, what color are your eyes anyway? Like they were mystifying her. Then she said, hi, I'm Dana. And actually, I think I'll stay on Vashon and be your friend. I'm not kidding. Those were her exact words to me the first time we met. Another soul friend. And that is what she did. So just to remind you, I'm telling you a long-ish story of a period of my life, and your job is to start noticing where guides might have been at play, because that is what we are talking about today, spirit guides. So once again, I found myself embarking on a journey. I was moving from Port Townsend, Washington, to Vashon Island, Washington, where I still live today. It felt like a journey to my forever home, as they say when you adopt an animal. Only in this case, I was the animal looking for my forever home. The day I left for Vashon, I packed all of my belongings in my car. Then I walked across the street to say goodbye, or more like toodaloo for now, to Joshua and Kirsten. Only Joshua was home. I don't remember why. I just remember that he and I took a short walk through the woods on his property. I think he was in the middle of a project of some sort, but I really can't remember the details. When we had nearly finished our small tour and were nearing the back of their house, minutes away from goodbye, two bald eagles flew overhead. And as we looked up at them, one eagle dropped a feather. I stood there watching it slowly float down and standing in the exact same place, not moving my position at all, I held out my hand and the feather just floated into it. All of these stories are true, of course. They are of real life magic, which is incidentally what your intuition guides you toward and why you want to heed its call. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's enticing and exciting and satisfying. Okay, so what do you think? In all this time, I haven't mentioned my ethereal guides even once in this narrative. But can you spot for yourself where they showed up? I'll give you a minute. Do, 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 do. Just kidding. That's totally annoying. I will be quiet for a second so that you can think of the story that I just told. Think of the touch points where my guides were at work. What are those? Okay, here are the touch points with my guides. Here's my recap. Three people mentioned Port Townsend, claiming my attention. I wasn't even in a positive mood when I went there, but I was following Spirit's lead. A woman compelled to say something to me in that herb shop. She hands me a paper. I run into that woman on the street in less than an hour. I had been in town all of about 3 hours by the time I had a new place to live, just literally by following the cues as they presented themselves to me very clearly. In these stories as well, was a meeting with several soul friends, which were very likely the reason my guides led me to Port Townsend to begin with. My friend Catherine telling me where my next place was, Catherine bringing my next friend to my going away party. The feather, a blessing. When you are working with your guides, when your spirit guides are helping you, it doesn't usually look like a ghost appearing and saying something to you. It's not so sci-fi or fantasy movie as that. Or as one of my students put it, she said, "I was waiting for a message on my bathroom mirror in the morning written in lipstick. And then, with your help," she told me, "I realized that wasn't how it worked. And honestly, if it had happened that way, it would have scared the crap out of me anyway." I love that quote from her. When you are getting help from your spirit guides, it most frequently looks like the perfect opportunities landing in your lap. It looks like someone saying to you, "You look like you live here," and giving you a phone number. It looks like meeting someone who feels like a friend before you've even exchanged a whole paragraph of words. And sometimes, in more rare but astonishingly beautiful moments, it feels like an eagle feather gifted from a soaring bird, landing softly in the palm of your hand, alighting and blessing your way. Sometime I'll probably do a whole episode on soul friends, because already in this episode, you've met several of mine. But today is not that day. I only ever lived in Port Townsend for about 6 months. It was super short, but it was impactful. As I said, probably several times now, in hindsight, I have always felt that I landed there in order to connect with some old soul friends. You know, the kinds of friends that you meet for the first time, but you think, I know you. You are as familiar to me as the back of my hand. We are friends. The kind that might cause you to unexpectedly say, change of plans. I'm not moving. I'm staying where you are going. Okay, so are you starting to see, hopefully, how it might work in your life, how it has been working in your life, I will be bold to say. I hope this is making you think over some moments in your life, or will, as all of this percolates and as you move forward from this podcast. And I hope it will make you look at some of these moments with a different, more scintillating perspective, seeing the hands of your guides at work. I suggest, if any dawning realization occurs, you take a moment to thank your guides. See, you don't need to know their names or what they look like, or the duration and depth of your connection with them, to be receiving their help and guidance. I guarantee you've already been the recipient of their love, even if you don't recognize it. It's okay. They don't require you to recognize them. It's lovely when you do, but it doesn't prevent them from doing their job. This is Aimée Cartier, and if you just joined us on the radio, you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are practicing recognizing the handiwork of our benevolent ethereal spirit guides through a few stories of my own. Okay, here's another story. This one is from more recently, one that happened to my family in the last couple of weeks. My family and I had a camping excursion planned in which we were hauling our camper behind our truck. We had just had our truck looked at because my husband had felt something funny was up. The brakes had been replaced during that visit to the mechanic, so we felt like we were ready to go. Actually, I was staying home to get some work done and do a photo shoot for my new membership and, you know, hang with Kirsten and Joshua. And I was going to join my family later. Even though we had already driven our truck since picking it up at the mechanic earlier in that week, when my husband got to the ferry boat to leave the island that morning, he noticed that the brakes were smoking. When he got off the boat on the mainland, he got the idea to just drive straight to the mechanic shop. It wasn't that far off course from where they were, so that's what they did. The mechanic shop wasn't even open yet, so he couldn't call them to consult, so he decided to just drive there anyway. When he got to the shop and parked in front of it, they had just opened. After a discussion with the shop in which they thought that it was very possible the brakes were smoking a bit just because they were new, but they still wanted to take a look. When my husband went out to start the truck to move it, it was completely dead. The battery wouldn't start at all. He had traveled all the way to the mechanic shop, on and off a ferry, starting and turning off the car more than once with no problem. And all of a sudden, with the truck parked in front of the mechanics, it would not start. It would not work. The short of the story is this. The brakes that had just been replaced were fine. But what had previously gone undetected was that the alternator wasn't working, which made the battery not recharge. If my husband had not stopped at the mechanic shop, his next stop would have been the middle of nowhere, if he had gotten that far. What actually happened was that the brakes smoked, signaling to him, the mechanic. He got an idea, and by following it, he landed directly at the place that could help the situation before it was a problem. And before he got out into the middle of nowhere with our kids and no mechanic in sight for hours, and most likely, the whole camping trip would have been ruined. That's just one of the things that could have happened. Can you see the handiwork of guides here in this story? Smoking brakes, an idea, all leading to a perfect solution that stalled the whole family for a few hours, but it did not hurt anyone. There was no truck pulling a camper, breaking down on the side of the road or in the middle of the road. There was no truck with a camper on it parked literally in the middle of nowhere. Nor did it require all of the hassle and hardship and potentially several days of getting the truck towed, going back to get the camper that would undoubtedly have needed to be unhooked to tow the truck. All that was avoided. Are you catching my drift here? Even in a text message exchange that my husband and I had, he acknowledged, if the brakes hadn't been smoking, I would have never gone to the shop. Thank you, guides. When working with your guides, it is way easier than you might think. You're already doing it just by living. You just might not recognize their signature. Okay, if you want to know more about working with your guides, then I'm inviting you to my free 3-day workshop in September. At the mid-end of September around the equinox. I am going to talk about guides. I am going to show you how easy it is. It's one of the things that people ask me about most. That's why I'm giving it away for free. You should know this. You should know how easy it is. You should know that you are not alone, that you have ethereal help. That you've always had ethereal help. And the more you call on them, the more they can help. So, food for thought as we go forward. Can you look back on your life and start to notice some of the signature events or moments of your guides? Perfect and beautiful things that happened to you without any effort of your own that shaped your life in a way that you didn't even know ahead of time it needed to be shaped. That's something that they are often most known for. Divine Spirit is at work in your life all the time, and sometimes it shows up with benevolent, ethereal helpers called your spirit guides. I hope to see you soon, all my love. This is Aimée Cartier, and you've been listening to the Own Your Intuition Show. Hey, you've already heard me invite you about 3 times to my free 3-day event that happens just prior to the kickoff of my new Solutionaries membership in October. So what are you waiting for? If you've got questions about how your intuition works, if you want to know how to work with your guides, I've got you. Totally free. No obligations for anything. Find the link in the show notes or go to amiecartier.com/IFC. That's short for Intuition for Changemakers.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.